An ICE whistleblower just leaked a memo, a directive coming from the top down to push the Constitution aside and to kick down people's doors if necessary. ICE is now granting itself sweeping authority to override the Constitution, override any sort of privacy instilled in the Constitution, and break down people's doors with no judicial warrant whatsoever. I do not care if you are a Republican or a Democrat at this point. Any concerned American citizen who cares about freedom and who cares about the ability to like watch a movie at the end of the day without having your door effing kicked in should be pushing back against this type of overstepping. Federal immigration officers are asserting sweeping power to forcibly enter people's homes with no judge warrant, which is a sharp reversal of long-standing guidance meant to protect people's constitutional rights. Now, this had to be leaked because ICE isn't being public about their new, let's call them strategies, but we know that they've had these strategies for a bit because J.D. Vance said this in an interview last month.
I think we're going to see those deportation numbers ramp up as we get more and more people online, working for ICE, going door to door and making sure that if you're an illegal alien, you've got to get out of this country. And if you want to come back, apply for the
property. Okay, the key words he said there are, number one, more people working for ICE. So they're going to up their enforcement. But number two, he says going door to door. Well, we've seen that play out in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where they're going door to door and they've made some mistakes. They've breached people's doors or broken down people's doors that they didn't mean to. And then guess what? There's no undocumented immigrant in the place. They're just like, oh shit, we just messed up bad and scared the shit out of a woman who looks like she might be a nurse or she's in some sort of get up. Maybe she helps senior citizens. This seems to be a hardworking U.S. citizen who is really, really concerned that she has a bunch of agents who seem to just be pointing guns at her a moment ago and then lifted their gun. This is insane. You need like 19 ICE officers to take care of a woman who seems to be just getting off of work and seems to be stressed out. The same exact party that flies the don't tread on me flag is all of a sudden okay with being treaded on if Trump is in office. So like, it's okay, you can kick down my door if Trump is in office. The same party that says they don't want government overreach is now okay with the government showing up and overreaching. You know, it reminds me of the pendulum of power. Power will inherently, inevitably swing back. And I don't think it should ever be abused in this way again, but I just want conservatives to imagine for 1 second if this type of power were abused by someone you don't like. Like, what if there was a president that was so much so against guns, he sent agents to confiscate all guns and knock down your door? What if there was a president that wanted to raise taxes so high that when you didn't pay it, he sends masked men to kick down your door with no warrant? It doesn't sound so great, does it, conservatives? We do not want to live in America like this whatsoever, even if you feel comfortable with it now because you're not a minority being targeted. Now, I mean, to move on, I think ICE Grand Wizard, we can call him that, ICE Grand Wizard Greg Bovino seems to be living kind of a hellish life lately. Everywhere he goes, he gets made fun of. He gets stuff like water poured on him. He got kicked out of a gas station on camera. Let me show you friend of the show, Rachel Cohen, humbling Greg Bovino in the way that he needs to be. Watch.
Hey fam, I was in Minneapolis and look, we just stumbled upon Greg Bovino at a fucking Speedway for a pre-Hague photo shoot. So good for him, I guess. For those following along at home, I have nothing against short men, but I do just have to report back. There is about a 4-inch height difference. Do you want to get closer so they can see?
Oh, no, a little higher than
for you. Still not the same. So, Greg, you're standing right there in front of me, but to everyone following along at home, I hope you fucking eat shit. I hope this keeps you up at night for the rest of your life, and no one fucking wants you here. Oh, fantastic language. There's children in here, and your fucking vehicle, assholes, choke.
And then they go harass her. They go harass friend of the show, Rachel Cohen. Also, the idea that Greg Bovino cares about children or the language used around children, when I've seen this motherfucker tear gas groups of children time and time again, I'll drop a link to Rachel's content below. Here's Greg Bovino also getting kicked out of a gas station. Watch, a worker comes up who's wearing, you know, the gas station attire, and he's like, we don't want you here. Get the hell out.
ICE does not belong in this property at all. We do not support ICE. Get off of our property. Bye. 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 Bye.
Get out of the way.
I'm trying to leave. Get out of the way.
Hey, he's trying to get out of here.
Hey, watch out behind you.
Get the fuck out of my way!
Get out of my city!
You're welcome.
You know, every ICE video I see makes me increasingly angry, but I will say there is something cathartic about seeing just like normal apolitical US citizens trying to get to work, then screaming out their window at ICE and saying, get the hell out of here. Why are you in my way? Something about this throughout all of the grim videos, something about normal US citizens getting involved, it feels very cathartic because it feels like it's breaking through in such a way where people are getting pissed at ICE for just not letting them get to work, for breaking down doors, for hurting their family members and tear gassing nearby high schools, not to mention all of the abuse of undocumented immigrants that we have seen time and time again. Here is Greg Bovino, one more clip of Greg Bovino struggling to pull the pin out of what I presume is a tear gas canister that was meant for the protesters around him. And after he struggles to pull this pin out, I'll show you, he throws it and all the smoke just begins to blow back on his men. Is Greg Bovino just an actor? Is he Colonel Lockjaw from one battle after another? And they just threw him on the street and said, all right, act like you're a tough guy, because this guy has no clue what he's doing. And he seems really out of his depth every single time I see him on video. By the way, if you made it this far in the video, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to help boost the Adamocler feed. I love you all. You can see it in his hand. He's trying to pull the pin.
Gas is coming.
He can't pull the... Is he serious?
On film.
He quite literally just gassed his own guys. Let me show you how this plays out. He throws it and it rolls back down this hill. If you guys can see, there's a little bit of a hill. He throws it and the canister rolls back down the hill at his own men. Are we kidding here? And then he's pushing people away because he gassed his own men.
I have it.
Greg Bovino is an absolute joke who can't effectively do his job, and that's why they have to override the Constitution. Let me read this to you straight. Let me read the memo, the leaked memo to you. Holy crap, says Aaron. An ICE whistleblower just revealed a secret memo authorizing ICE officers to break into homes without a judicial warrant, which DHS's own legal training material says is unconstitutional. So they are breaking their own rules, or rather, they have sharply revised their own rules to make them way less constitutional and just blatantly unconstitutional. ICE then hid this memo from the public, passing it along only by word of mouth, only having leaders of certain orgs talk about it. Let me read this. The gravamen of the disclosure. The gravamen of the disclosure is as follows. By memorandum dated May 12th of 2025, the May 12th memo, Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons authorizes ICE agents to forcibly enter into certain people's homes without a judicial warrant, consent, or an emergency. Specifically, in the May 12th memo, the acting ICE director authorized ICE agents to rely on Form I-205, which is not a judicial warrant, to enter the residence of a, quote, alien subject to the final order of deportation without consent, including by a necessary and reasonable amount of force. While addressed to all ICE personnel, in practice, the May 12th memo has not been formally distributed to all personnel. Instead, the May 12th memo has been provided to select DHS officials who are then directed to verbally brief the new policy for action. Those supervisors then show the memo to some employees. So what I'm reading here is they don't actually send this around ICE-wide or company-wide. It's too risky. They give it to certain DHS leaders, and those leaders then brief their team to minimize the risk of being caught for unconstitutional actions. Aaron Rupar, who lives in Minneapolis, says, from my hometown of Forest Lake, there are reports, which looks to be on a sort of like Nextdoor neighbor app where you can report things that are happening nearby. It says, quote, ICE is working with Forest Lake Police. Police are asking apartment complexes for access to buildings for, quote, possible medical emergencies. Shortly after they requested that ICE was in my building knocking on doors early this morning. No one answered them, but be aware. We have to point out this is another prime example of this administration hiding things from the American people. Not only have they hid the Epstein files, that's the very clear one, they've hidden Trump's health, they've hidden economic data, they lied to our face about the video of Renee Nicole Good being shot, but now they are ruling not via law, not via constitution, but by memo. They are just sending out memos and using that to essentially change the law. I mean, the question is, if the government can kick in a door without a warrant for immigration enforcement, why wouldn't that logic expand to other things? Why wouldn't it apply to kicking down doors for drugs? I mean, Trump could use that pretext. He's used the drug pretext to strike ships across the ocean. What if it's for guns? I don't think conservatives would like that. What if it's for free speech that people posted online? And now we say, wait a minute, I think we can subvert a judicial warrant and just kick down people's doors. Every single abuse of power in American history has started with, oh, this will only be used for specific scenarios for this one specific group. It's like the quote, first they came for X, then they came for Y, then they came for me and there was no one there to protect me. When they're coming for quote-unquote immigrants by kicking down doors, and they are already kicking down the doors of U.S. citizens, we need to understand that they are trying to foster in compliance, a U.S. populace that is compliant with their authoritarianism. That's why they attack the press. They don't want the press to be able to see inside what they're doing and show the American people. That's why they attack colleges. They don't want universities to create hardworking, critically thinking students who can push back. That's why they try to target the media. Like actual Jimmy Kimmel type media. They do not want their administration to be exposed. I'm going to leave it there, but make sure you know your constitutional rights. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We will continue to reinforce the rights of every single American, every single person on American soil. It doesn't matter if you're undocumented or not, you have constitutional rights. And even if you're not undocumented, you can still be very much so harmed by this policy. A lot of people in America have this myopic view that just because they're white or conservative or they live in a red state, they can't be harmed by constitutional rights being stripped away from immigrants, but that is myopic and dumb. If you strip due process away from anybody on U.S. soil, you could be next. You could quite literally be next. Once you normalize a warrantless entry like this, you normalize this type of compliance. I love you all, and peace out.